There are two expressions used to describe donors in the construction of the Mishkan. Kol asher nesoi liboy, every man whose heart uplifted him, v'chol asher notvay ruchay, everyone whose spirit inspired him. They seem identical, we use them synonymously. When the Ramban says, there's a huge difference between the two. Notvay ruchay is a lashon of nedivus, being a donor. He's very gracious, he comes, he writes out a check, gives it to the gaba, yoytze gevein, and then he goes home. But then, they were nesoi liboy people. Their heart motivated them. Their heart inspired them. They felt a connection to the Mishkan. They wanted to be intimately involved with the Mishkan. They had Messiah's nefesh for the project. They didn't go home and get back on the couch. They hung around. They asked the people in charge, what else do you need help with? What can we help you with? Do you need help with electricity, plumbing, construction, carpentry, painting, knitting? They did whatever they could to lend a hand. The Ramban says, it's not like they discovered new skills and talents they didn't know they had. But they dug deep within themselves and found latent potential and worked and toiled until they got the job done. Everyone has the ability to give. If you can't give money, give your time, your talents, your knowledge, even a kind word or a smile. Any small gesture can make a world of a difference. Everyone can give something. The word the Torah uses for giving is truma. But why truma? Why not the more common terms for donation like tzedakah or nedava? So the root of the word truma is rum, which means to elevate. When you give, you feel rum, you feel uplifted, you feel elevated. Giving doesn't just help others. It transforms you and elevates you as well. There's no greater feeling in the world than knowing that you've helped someone in need, even if it's just through a few words of encouragement. When you give, you receive something priceless in return. An inner joy, a special energy, a deep sense of fulfillment. It's a feeling we can only reach through giving. Every person has within themselves tremendous koiches to go past where they think they can go. If you're focused on the task at hand, you can grow and do things you never dreamed you can accomplish. And when you go above what you perceive you can achieve, Mesiras Nefesh L'Shem Shemayim, that is Nesoi Liboy. Initially, it might seem difficult, but it lifts you up and you feel exhilarated and you get special Siyata D'Shemaya to accomplish your mission. People often make this mistake. They think a Torah observant lifestyle is so difficult. It involves so much sacrifice and foregoing so much fun and pleasure. But on the contrary, this lifestyle is so much more satisfying than those who do not abide by Torah mitzvahs. And even when life seems more difficult, it is so much more rewarding in the end. As an example, look at world-class athletes. We can't even imagine the sacrifices they make on a daily basis. Michael Phelps spent thousands of hours training in a pool, while his friends were out on the town partying and having fun. But he wound up winning more gold medals than anyone in the history of the Olympics. Now he looks back and he thinks, I don't regret it for a moment. Sure, it was a sacrifice, all those years of training and practice, but it all paid off. In the end, it was all worth it. And he would do it all over again. This is how we should view our commitment to living a Torah observant lifestyle. A story is told about a bacher from the Panovich Yeshiva that just got engaged. The next day, he took his kala to get a bracha from Rav Shach. While there, the kala tells Rav Shach, Rabbi, I'm so committed to my future husband learning Torah. I'm willing to undergo every hardship. I will endure every difficulty. I will sleep on the floor. I will live on bread and water. I will sacrifice everything just so that he can steig and grow in his Torah learning. After she left the room, Rav Shach turns to the chasn and he tells him, please break off your engagement immediately. And he said, Rabbi, why? Didn't you just hear what she said? And Rav Shach said, if the attitude is, I'm going to suffer, I'll live a life of misery, I'm going to be a martyr because I'm supporting Torah, this marriage won't last. Maybe in the beginning, the first few months, maybe a year. But then she will resent you. She'll become frustrated and bitter and depressed. If you want to live a Torah devoted lifestyle, you have to have the feeling that you're not giving up anything. I'm getting so much more than I'm giving. I'm not sacrificing. I'm living the dream. So maybe I won't have all the material luxuries, but those pleasures are fleeting and superficial. A life of Torah is one of true lasting happiness. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.